Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Joining us now is Brenna Barsenik, author of Tsumami, Riding the Wave of Motherhood. Brenna Barsenik is a native of Hammond, Louisiana, and is married to local businessman Jay Barsenik. She is the mother of two children, ages 8 and 5. Brenna is a licensed physical therapist and a 1994 graduate of Louisiana State University Medical Center School of Allied Health Professions in New Orleans, Louisiana. She was the owner of a successful private practice before signing it to become a full-time mom, a job that has inspired her to write. Brenna is the author of the recently published book, Tsumami, Riding the Wave of Motherhood. The book has won several publishing awards, including Rising Star, Editor's Choice, and Reader's Choice. She is also the author of a newspaper column, Tales from the Crib, published monthly in the Daily Star. Brenna enjoys knitting, kayaking, gourmet cooking, ice climbing, fly fishing, free fall parachuting, and has an extensive and rare collection of Egyptian artifacts. She also likes to exaggerate about her interests and loves a good laugh. Brenna, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Great to be here, Lisa. Thank you.
Yes, Brenna, as a mother to a 5.5-year-old daughter, I could totally relate, and your book cracked me up. And in your fun and heartwarming book, you write, quote, "I consider motherhood as a journey across our planet. My journey has taken me over mountains of laundry, oceans of spilled Kool-Aid, and deserts of dried macaroni. What a wonderful trip it is, but how exhausting. Motherhood has also picked me up and dropped me in front of a computer keyboard begging me to tell a story." So, Brenna, when did you first get interested in writing?
Well, my entire life I've enjoyed writing. You know, in grammar school, wrote little short stories and poems, and I was a former columnist when I was a physical therapist working. I had a column called Joint Effort.
Oh, cool.
Different ailments, and then kids came along and my brain didn't work anymore and I couldn't form sentences or
writing. Oh, completely.
So it took me a while to get restarted, and then the newspaper approached me to write a parenting column, and I said, "I'm sorry, I cannot write a parenting column because I'm still trying to figure all this out. But I will write about my daily experiences as a mom." So that's how Tales from the Crib started, my newspaper column. And then, of course, Tsumami.
Oh, that's great. Now, you know, I could just read the whole book. There's so many funny things, but what I did is I picked out some of my favorite. And one of them was, you write, quote, "My motivation for leaving on vacation without kids was really based on sleep, not romance. I realized I would have to leave the country in order to get uninterrupted sleep." Now, did you get some, I hope?
I did, although, you know, the fantasy of, you know, laying on the beach with, you know, just bare feet in the sand and Corona in the distance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it took me a while to get to that stage when we did go to the Virgin Islands, which, ironically, the name Virgin Islands.
Yeah.
So it took a little while to rekindle that romantic life that we had previously.
Oh, doesn't it? Oh, it really takes a toll. And it's so nice to be able to be honest about it. I think more women and men need to talk about that when you have kids, the romance definitely goes on the back burner, and that it's normal, so people shouldn't panic.
Completely normal.
Yeah.
You know, after a day of cleaning and scrubbing and taking care of children and pets and et cetera, so the last thing maybe on my mind is, you know, someone else climbing on me.
That's true. Yes.
but we have a nice, we have a good understanding of that, and it's your marriage evolves is what happens.
It's true.
And
yeah.
As long as you surrender to that and accept it, and you know, you can't expect your life to be, like in the movies.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I think a lot of people do. Now, another thing that cracked me up that's related to the sleep is, you write, quote, "One would think I gave birth to two lemurs. They only come out at night and tend to hang and climb on larger objects. I can hear the faint sound of the Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom narrator saying, quote, 'Quiet, we are observing the behavior of nature's most elusive nocturnal creature, the soft-haired lemur.'"
Yes, that was particularly true in my kids were younger. It's like they knew when I was reaching REM sleep, you know, let me get up now and want something. And it's amazing. Your sleep patterns definitely change as a mom. And it's amazing when I get 4 hours straight of sleep, how clear my mind is. Maintaining who you are.
Yes, that is a biggie.
Yes.
That is a big one. You know, the sense of self is really huge. And it does, it definitely gets lost. And so I think, you know, your writing, my doing the radio show, I think women finding something that they love to do for themselves, and it can be difficult, but I think it's really important. You know, I just had the honor of interviewing Eustacia Cutler, who is the mother to Temple Grandin. And Temple Grandin, for people who aren't familiar, she's the most famous person with autism in the world. She's got a PhD. She changed the way cattle are treated and slaughterhouses. She's just amazing. And she really talked about that. Again, whether you have a child with special needs or not, is, you know, you can lose yourself and finding something that you enjoy to do. And if you can get friends, or if you can't afford outside help, if you can trade, or you know, somehow get yourself doing something you love.
Exactly. And I completely agree. And I think, I'm sure your being a yoga instructor also keeps you grounded. And,
yes.
You know, the things that I do, the writing that I do on the side, and then the physical therapy, I'm still licensed, but I'm not practicing, you know, in an outpatient clinic or anything. But I get calls every week from people, can you come and check this or look at that?
Oh, that's good.
That is rewarding for me because I get to use my brain in a way that does not involve caregiving.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense of, you know, my own ducklings. You know, I can care for others and share my knowledge and my skill in other ways rather
yes.
than just, you know, being in the kitchen and wearing a hole in the linoleum between the sink and the laundry room.
Now, speaking of the sink and the kitchen, this one also cracked me up. You write, quote, I do have to trade one mess for the next in order to get something done around the house. While cleaning the kitchen, I'll allow the kids to occupy themselves with Play-Doh or some type of messy craft while sitting at their table. They do have to wear art smocks, gloves, and gas masks. They look like government workers who have been assigned to quarantine an outbreak of mad cow disease. And finger painting has a cubist appeal to it when done wearing surgical gloves. One mess cleaned up, another one to go. I find myself overly obsessed with cleaning supplies in the grocery store aisle and storage solution catalogs. Doesn't beat the shoe obsession, but what could?
I've learned that I just pick up once a day. I do not constantly.
Oh, because you'd be, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all you do.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be talking right now because you'd be picking up. I'd be picking
I'm multitasking while I'm talking. You know, I'm sitting on the bed and I'm folding a few towels.
Oh, no, don't do it.
And I have on fuzzy socks and I'm swirling my foot on my wood floor, picking up dust where I can.
Who needs a Swiffer, right? You got
exactly.
I'll have to try that. There's so many fun parts, again, in your book. You know, one that I thought was especially cute was you're talking about, you know, when you're dropping off your daughter for kindergarten the first time, and you say, the time has come to leave her, and I knew there would be prying of hands off legs. As she shook me off her, I lunged for the teacher's leg. She politely asked me to stop, but I would not go down that easy. The last thing I remember was a swift whack with a ruler coupled with mild electrical shock. Okay, I will leave now.
Yeah, that was so hard for me, let me tell you, bringing my child to kindergarten. And but when the second child comes, you are peeling out of the school parking lot. I can't wait to get out of here.
That's right.
You know,
that's
it's,
right.
It's,
well, it's funny because when I got my daughter into an integrated preschool and I thought, you know, that she would have a hard time. She literally, like, she was so excited, she pretty much kicked me out. Like, I'm like, okay, give me a kiss. She's like, Mommy, just go. I'm fine. Go, go. And I was like, ah, you know. The teachers are laughing. They're like, it's fine. And she, like, when we pull in the parking lot, she says, school. And then she's like, hey, Mommy, just drop me off and leave. Like, it's like she's embarrassed by me. Now, I have to admit, I am kind of sloppy in my sweats, and you know, but yeah.
I don't know what it's like to actually, I feel dressed up when my, I'm not wearing the shirt I slept in.
There's another thing, let's see here, I wrote down handyman on page 71. You say, in the pre-children era of my life, I would plan to lay a cobblestone walkway, change the oil in my Jeep, and build a purple Martin birdhouse in all in one weekend. Now I'm lucky if I can get around to putting makeup on the other eye before the day is through. Most things are half finished in my house. My daughter's hair gets brushed on the top, but only on the top layer. The underside remains matted and tangled. The upside is that it keeps her warmer. A similar principle exists with the Siberian husky fur. The top layer is smooth and the undercoat is coarse and wiry. And I could talk to you all day. I probably will call you back at some other point. And it'll be fun to talk. But, you know, what has been the neatest experience from writing?
This experience is definitely my connection with women.
Great.
And dads out there, too, who read it and enjoy it as well. But just that's what that is the whole purpose. And intention for my book, is to just be honest about life and our role as mothers, and also maintaining our womanhood, our self, being connected with who we really are, and not defining ourselves by being a mother.
Yes.
To me, it is simply that. And I hear it all the time with women who read my column or my book, is thank you. You know, it's just the connection. I think that has been my greatest achievement with Tsumami, and exactly what I set out to do.
So oh, that's
I'm
great.
I'm blessed by what, you know, the stories I hear back. Just knowing that it's, you know, it's comforting, and it's also funny. I mean, it's humor. The book is
funny. Oh, it's very funny.
A humor in the humor genre, and it's people need to laugh. I mean, just turn off the news and
exactly
and laugh a little.
Laughing is very important.
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to laugh or cry, right?
Exactly.
Well, Brenna, this has been great. And do you have a website as well?
I do. It's www.tsumami.com, and Tsumami, of course, is a take on tsunami,
which is yes,
yeah, and so it's spelled T-S-U mommy.
Oh, that's great. And if people,
I'm also on
Facebook. Oh, good. And if people want to reach me, they can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. I hope everyone has a great week. Keep being healthy. Bye bye.